Well, appropriately, we have been talking about your memories of 10 years ago today, the 7th of the 7th, 2005. Skipper is from Hockley. Morning, Skipper.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Now, it's a difficult day for you, isn't it, today?
It's a very hurtful day, without the pain, if you know what I mean.
Tell me what happened.
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to the relatives, friends, and the spirits of the people who lost their lives, all of them, and those that were maimed. But I was driving a bus that day, dead but for the grace of God, and we heard it. We was in yards or feet, I don't know what they use, maybe a couple of hundred, maybe 300 yards away from where it went up. Didn't see it, we all heard it. Colleague of mine driving that bus, I won't give his name, real gentleman. End of story. People just lost everything.
But you were on the same route. Your bus was on the same route as...
The same route, yeah, but it was just, you know, that's not the route that you would... We would normally take, but because of what had gone on, and nobody could, they were diverting everything away. And George's bus, sorry, the driver, we were just following instructions. People were following their way of life, and I'm not the cleverest bean in the tin, but by God, how can you kill in the name of God? How can you do that? How could you have done that? The misery, the pain, the suffering, you know, that's it.
On that day, what happened to you afterwards? Because you say you were a couple of hundred yards away from where it happened. What happened after that?
Nothing. Everything was shut down. Yeah. It was like... The memory's not what it was anyway. But everything was shut down, and there was so much noise and so many sounds of the emergency services going all over the place. But technically, it was so quiet. It was so quiet, and people weren't talking. Nobody was talking to each other. We weren't allowed to come out of the station, which was one of our regular routes. You know, we came from Marble Arch and we came up, and that was just on diversion for obvious reason. But it was a strange day, and I'll break out of it more than likely when my wife tells me I'm being taken shopping and that'll bring me back to planet Earth. There we go. It was just a very sad day, and my heart goes out to those people and their families.
And you won't go to London now?
Not unless I really have to.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Skipper from Hockley.